Historically, geography classes in middle and high school have taught about Africa in broad terms. But last year, a group of local teachers went to Ethiopia to get a more nuanced understanding of the country. 90.5 WESA Sarah Schneider brings us this story about the curriculum those teachers produced.
On a recent Friday, a group of sixth graders in South Hills Middle School sit in a dimly lit classroom, illuminated by a video projected on a screen. A young man in the film displays a small wooden object and asks the students what they think he's holding. One student guesses a pencil. Another says a cigarette.
It's sold on the streets, and it can be used to clean your teeth. It actually comes from a tree.
What?
And what you do is you bite off the top so that you get some bristles, and then you can use it like a toothbrush.
And that's hard.
It's a natural toothbrush commonly used in Ethiopia. The students mimic brushing motions to each other and note the item on a worksheet. Then the video shows a young boy rolling a wheel down a crowded street.
What are those kids doing?
They look like...
They're playing with what?
A wheel and a stick.
So those are toys. Do we have something similar here in the United States?
Their geography teacher, Fabricio Ortiz de Montiano, is using a curriculum that was designed to introduce his students to a part of the world that is often covered using generalities, referring to a continent rather than individual countries. According to Maureen Porter, an associate professor in the University of Pittsburgh School of Education, teachers say their Africa-related content typically touches on ancient civilizations like Egypt, then colonial networks including slavery, and the present-day refugee crisis.
And beyond those three themes, there really was a vacuum of information, much less really culturally nuanced modern information about what it's like to live in modern Africa today.
Porter led a group of Pitt professors and teachers from across the U.S. on a Fulbright-sponsored trip to Ethiopia last summer. The teachers set out to find ways to inform students about Ethiopians and how they contribute to the world.
We really emphasized moving from a lens of being exotic to a lens of honoring folklife. And so you go from this stereotype of they're strange, they're an other, they're stuck in the past, they're different from me, into a lens of a very human, personalized, dynamic description of what kinds of things people are doing today.
Pittsburgh teachers collaborated with teachers from Ethiopia to build the curriculum called Teach Africa. Anna Maria Carnes says it was imperative to build those relationships.
Be in their houses and talk and eat together.
Carnes is the advisor for Pitt's African Studies program, and she helped build the curriculum that explores sustainability practices, gender roles, and farming techniques by using PowerPoints and worksheets and videos that range from showing everyday objects to cultural traditions.
These are traditional Wolaita musicians from Ethiopia. These instruments are aerophones, which means you have to use air to play them. And they are used for all kinds of celebrations, weddings, and even funerals. Let's hear how they sound.
Carnes and Porter say classrooms would be better served with this type of humanized content.
I think that what we've produced are really engaging videos that focus on individuals and real people. Actual women who are making pots, actual men who are working in a welding lab building wheelchairs.
South Hills teacher Ortiz de Montiano asks his students to identify commonalities between Ethiopia and the U.S. He says that helps his students connect with the country as a unique place within Africa. I'm Sarah Schneider, 90.5 WESA News.